We are Nashville's Rock Station, 1029 The Buzz. My name is Atticus, and we're live from the Gibson Garage Studios, where right now I am joined by Vaden Todd Lewis, the one and only from Toadies. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
You guys got a show coming up on the 16th. You guys are at Assembly Food Hall on the Sky Deck. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm not sure if you've ever been there or not, but it's an amazing venue.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I have not been to this one yet.
It's great, though. It's got an open view of downtown. You guys will love it. Looking forward to you guys coming through, man. So what's been going on with Toadies? You want to give us a status update on the band?
Yeah, the whole story in detail is not a whole lot. We did a few shows a couple months ago, but we've been really concentrating on trying to get this record put out. So we've got a record that we've self-financed. We recorded a record with Steve Albini just months and completed it just months before he passed. So we were really lucky to get under the wire there. Yeah, it's done. We have a whole, the art's done and everything. We're just working on the logistics to get it put out. So yeah, we're just doing shows here and there right now. Once the record is out, could be this fall, but more than likely now at this point, it'll be in the spring. Once that happens, we'll go on a very intense long tour like we did in 22.
That's awesome. I think there's lots of folks that are itching for some new music from your band, from Toadies. We are talking with Vaden from the band Toadies, who are going to be at Sky Deck on the 16th. You can get tickets 1029thebuzz.com. We've got those for you right over there. You guys recently put out a cover. You guys covered a Kelly Clarkson song. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. We got approached by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. I believe that's the full name of it. They wanted to commemorate their 100th year of being a thing, like their 100th anniversary, with getting Texas artists to cover other Texas artists. And we just thought that was, and it's just a cool idea because there's so much, just like Nashville, there's just so much talent, you know? So, so we were going down the list and we're going through all these, you know, rock and roll, punk, ZZ Top, Willie Nelson, and we're just kind of, we just got stalled out because we couldn't land on one. And my wife, she's Kelly Clarkson is a big fan of you guys. You should do a Kelly Clarkson song. that's just weird enough to work. And it was perfect.
That's awesome. That's, like just that coming from your wife and then you guys getting together and doing it and it just clicking. It's just wild because, I mean, like, would you have ever considered covering a Kelly Clarkson song had your wife not brought it up?
Not in a million years. But it was really interesting getting into it because I'd heard the song, you know, I liked the song, but I've never parsed it like a musician, like taking it apart. And there's some guitar stuff in there that's like, that's 1,000% something I would put in a song. It's just really cool. Like the augmented chords and stuff like that. That's stuff that I do. So it was really cool getting in there and kind of getting into the mindset of the guys who wrote that.
But, yeah.
It's a lot of fun to do too. I had to change the key because damn, she can sing. Holy moly. It was so high. Just so her stratosphere. So I had to drop it a little bit, but, I think we kept the spirit alive.
That's pretty cool. And somebody, you had an artist cover Possum Kingdom, correct?
Yes, Ryan Bingham did a really cool interpretation. Really took it somewhere different. So that's I love it when people do that.
We are talking with Vaden from the band Toadies, who's at Sky Deck on the 16th. Get tickets, 1029thebuzz.com. You can also check out the absolute banger of a cover that they did of Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. We're going to post that up at our website, too, so people can check that out. You talked about your new record. What's the name of your new record?
The record is called The Charmer.
The Charmer. I love it. So this new album, you worked with the one and only Steve Albini. Unfortunately he passed away last year. You guys, what was it like working with him?
But when his name first came up, well, first off, we've been wanting to work with him from jump, like for 30 years, we've been wanting to work with this guy. Mm-hmm. And finally since we're paying for everything ourselves, we're like, we're doing it this time. We're finally doing it. So I was initially pretty nervous because he has a bit of a reputation as kind of an a-hole, you know, like just a smart ass. And like, but then, you know, I do too. So, we were on tour, and when we were talking in negotiations and talking with him about when to do this thing, he took us on a tour of his studio, and I thought, oh man, this guy is just smart as hell, and he's just the biggest nerd for all this gear. I mean, this is awesome. So it really eased the nerves, and then we get in there, and he just gets in his own, man. He doesn't call himself a producer. He wouldn't call himself a producer. I just record music. But you know, if you've been in a studio and seen a producer, he's doing some stuff. He's just he's and his mixes sound really good. It's just we had a great time with him.
Yeah, I mean that's incredible. And you know, to be able to actually get to record with somebody of his stature, you know, somebody that you've wanted to record with for 30 years, and finally getting able to do it, just must have been such a wild ride and a dream come true. And then, of course, his untimely passing last year, just must have been a wild ride for you guys.
Yeah, it was surreal. We completed a session with him, and then it was less than 3 months later, my wife and I took a trip to Japan. I'd never been to Japan. And the first day that I woke up in Japan was the day that he passed. And like, so it was just so surreal, and I'm in this foreign country, and I couldn't wrap my head around it. So I got maybe had a couple drinks that day, but it just was out of nowhere. I believe he was in a session when it happened, if I understand correctly.
Wow, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
We're talking with Vaden Todd Lewis from the band Toadies, who you'll see at Sky Deck next week. 1029thebuzz.com has tickets. You might also know Vaden from Burden Brothers. Any Burden Brothers fans out there? just wanted to drop that in there. Sorry about that.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So I wanted, you know, with all the movies out nowadays and movie trailers, you know, they try to really hit on the emotion in these movie trailers and grab your attention by putting well-known songs into these movie trailers now, because that really does grab your attention, right? And they'll tweak them. They'll add, you know, Hollywood magic sounds to these songs. You just had one of your songs used in a Marvel trailer. You had Possum Kingdom. Dude, open up. Talk to me about that, because I find this fascinating.
Well, whenever I get an offer like from a company, it's like it's really vague. Most of the time, it's pretty vague. And their offer was basically these number of dollars for advertising rights. And the movie is loosely this, that, and the other, and it had Marvel in the description, and I thought, well, you know, that's cool. I mean, sure, I kind of say, if I'm not getting screwed, I'm a say yes guy. I like you being exposed to stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sitting down in a movie theater, and the one of the previews is that freaking preview, and hearing my song blasting in a movie theater was just, that was, talk about surreal. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I bet. Let me ask you some more questions on this subject, if you don't mind. So you didn't get an advanced screening of the trailer. You went to the movie theater, and that's when you heard your song in the movie trailer?
I had heard about it. Yeah. Somebody had seen it on TV. But that's not even the weirdest one. The weirdest one is I signed off on for a TV production, and they just had the production company, and that it was a science fiction thing. And I love sci-fi, so yeah, sure, you know, whatever. And like, and I'm watching For All Mankind. You know that show,
For
All Mankind? It's like an alternate history of space travel, etc. Nerd Central, I love it. But I think it's in season 3, maybe. They're on a long space journey, and this woman on spaceship gets bored and makes a 90s playlist. And first song is Possum Kingdom, and I didn't know that was going to happen. I'm just sitting there watching it on TV.
Now that's wild. That's got to be crazy.
Yeah, totally.
We're talking with Vaden from the band Toadies, who is just reminiscing about discovering his songs in pop culture, which I think is just absolutely cool. Let me ask you one last question on this subject, because we've already passed our 10-minute mark, and I don't want to keep you too long. So let me ask you one last question here about that specifically. When you heard, especially in the movie trailer, they take a lot of freedom, right, in the movie trailers to add dramatic effect. When you heard what they did with it, what were your thoughts?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a TV show that did a similar thing. They just use this for like this Marvel movie. They just use this for the advertisement. Midnight Book Club or something like that. And they did the same thing for their ads. Very similar, where they take they use AI to dissect the song and then they put it back together the way that works best with the flow of the commercial. So I love that stuff. Wow. Yeah, and they didn't bastardize the weird time signature or anything like that. They kept all the weirdness and just emphasized it. So that, all more power to them.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Thank you for expounding on that, Vaden. I really appreciate it. We're talking with Vaden from the band Toadies. They're at Sky Deck at Assembly Food Hall on the 16th. That's next week. Tickets 102.thebuzz.com. Vaden, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate you talking with me. It's been highly interesting. Your new album, The Charmer, doesn't have a release date yet, but sometime next year, correct? Or this year?
That's where Yeah, it could possibly be this fall, but the way touring is, the logistics these days, you need more lead time. So probably in the fall.
Okay.
I mean, in the spring.
Okay.
Probably in the spring of next year, yeah.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to some new Toadies music. So, Vaden, I appreciate you. We're looking forward to seeing you next week at Sky Deck. Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun.